So this is not an autobiography, but it is a biography of a neighborhood, and that neighborhood is Bushwick. Bushwick history lesson. Before German mothers wrapped scarves around their heads, kissed their own mothers goodbye, and headed across the world to Bushwick. Before the Italian fathers sailed across the ocean for the dream of America and found themselves in Bushwick.
Before Jacqueline Woodson is an award-winning author. Last month, she visited Words, a bookstore in Maplewood, New Jersey. Her latest book, Another Brooklyn, tells the story of Black adolescence, community, and intimacy. Woodson read a poem about Bushwick while in Maplewood.
This place was called Bosvik, settled by the Dutch and Franciscus the Negro, a former slave who bought his freedom. And all of New York was called New Amsterdam, run by a man named Peter Stuyvesant. There were slaves here. Those who could afford to own their freedom.
At Words, Woodson also read poems from her most acclaimed work, Brown Girl Dreaming. The book is a memoir of Woodson's life.
Summer is over, a kiss of chill in the southern air. We see the dim orange of my grandfather's cigarette as he makes his way down the darkening road. Hear his evening greetings and the coughing that follows them. Not enough breath left now to sing, so I sing it for him in my head where only I can hear. Where will the wedding supper be? Way down yonder in a hollow tree.
Recently, I spoke with Woodson and discussed the importance of jazz for the young Black women in her books, and for herself.
I think they would have seen mirrors of themselves in the music in a way that the top 40s of the 1970s, especially if you weren't listening to the Black radio stations, didn't give you. You weren't listening to Black singers. You weren't hearing songs of the Black experience. You weren't hearing songs of the Black female experience, or simply the female experience. And that's what jazz provided. It provides this history. It provides this ode. It provides this mirror. It provides this space that you can walk into and know in a way that other music doesn't.
The intimacy between the girls in Another Brooklyn is crucial to their development, and to Woodson, reflects the importance of friendship in real life.
I think friendship is intimate, and I think it shapes us into who we're becoming. I think the girls act as mirrors. I think they act as windows. I think they show each other their own possibility.
Woodson's writing process incorporates her love of jazz. She takes time to think about how the pace of the book affects the characters and affects the reader.
Everything I write, I read out loud, and I go back and rewrite, then I read it out loud again. So it has to sound a certain way in the world as well as look a certain way on the page.
Woodson picked out a page from Another Brooklyn while speaking to a packed Words bookstore back in June, setting the scene of how her characters enjoy listening to the music of the 70s.
There was no couch in the one-room kitchenette, so we sat on the floor around her clothes and play record player, the volume turned down low. We leaned in to listen as Al Green begged us to lay our heads upon his pillow, and Tavares asked us to please remember what they told us to forget. And Minnie Riperton and Sylvia hit notes so high and long, it felt like the world was ending. The world was ending.
For the WBGO Journal with Jacqueline Woodson, I'm Naomi Bronner.
Don't look so sad. No, it's all right. But life goes on, and this world keeps on turning. Yeah, let's just be glad we had this time to spend together. There is no need to watch the bridges that we're burning.